I'd like to welcome everybody to this May 17th Commissioners Meeting. First off, I would like to ask Commissioner Thompson to do our invocation and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather tonight to carry forward the business of the county. We pray that you give us the wisdom to make the right decisions for the county. We pray that you give us the patience to do the right thing, and we pray that you get us out of here early enough for Mr. Chairman to make it to his family's softball game. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If y'all don't mind, while we're standing, you know, or if you've sat back down, please stand again. Let's pause for a minute in remembrance of Tom Reeves, please. Thank you. As we all know, we're really going to miss him. He was very good to the county. All right, at this time, I would like to ask for an approval of the agenda for tonight's meeting.
Before we approve the agenda, I would like to be added to the agenda. Business carried over from our last meeting. Reference Senate, the resolution for Senate Bill 605.
Does anybody else have anything they need to add?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, if it pleases the board, I would like to add Mr. Tim Wilson, your county attorney, and Ms. Pam Brame, human resources director. They want to discuss an amendment to the personnel policy regarding a bona fide occupational qualification for public transportation department transportation specialists. And I would also like to request that I be added to discuss an equipment purchase for the E-911 Communications Division of the Emergency Management Department. If I could ask, Mr. Chairman, that we could do those after I make the budget presentation.
Okay. All right. Y'all have heard the request. Anybody else? Okay. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, can I get an approval of the minutes of our May 3rd meeting?
So moved.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. All right, do I get a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Mr. Brinson, would you check and see if we have anybody for public comments, please?
Yes, sir.
And if you will, call them up.
Mr. Chairman, no one has signed up for public comments.
Okay, well, at this time, I'd ask you, Mr. Brinson, to go in item number two.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the board, I appear before you tonight to request that you schedule a public hearing regarding the naming of a lane in the 300 block of Lester Houston Road, State Road 1719, Pink Hill, North Carolina, in Limestone Township, Kinsey Haynes Lane, per request received from Lewis J. Ellis.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Okay, so we got a motion to schedule a public hearing on June the 21st, 2021, regarding a request from Lewis J. Ellis to name a lane off of Lester Houston Road, SR 1719, Pink Hill, North Carolina, Limestone Township, Kinsey Haynes Lane, in accordance with the Duplin County address and road naming ordinance. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Okay, that brings us to item number three, Ms. Carrie Shields.
Hey, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Tonight I am here to conduct a public hearing to consider an economic development agreement with Project WRJ to provide a local match as required by the state and designated by Tier 1 County. This company is expected to relocate their current business, create 33 new jobs, and invest over $2.9 million in Duplin County. The county hereby expresses its intent to approve the local match and requirement for the economic development and purposes.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Got a motion and a second to
go to the public hearing.
Oh, yeah, that's for the public hearing. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
So we're into public hearing right now to talk about economic development. Anyone outside want to make a comment? No one is speaking up, so.
Motion to close the public hearing.
Got a motion, a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Now are we ready to make a motion to authorize Economic Development Commission to enter into the performance agreement with Project WRJ, allowing for payment as required of Tier 1 County and Project WRJ qualifies for jobs created in sin, and authorizing the chairman to sign a local government certification of one North Carolina grant. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Casey? Mark Casey, please. Good evening.
Good evening. Got a small crowd coming in here behind me. I'd first like to take a moment to recognize that today is day one of National EMS Week. I'm very proud of all of our dedicated EMS providers that serve our communities. Present with us tonight are three of our dedicated EMS providers: paramedic Chris Jackson, EMT Dave Tollison, and shift supervisor Jimmy Purdy. Earlier this year, they responded to a call for a patient not breathing and without a pulse. After working for the patient for nearly 20 minutes, the patient's heart began to beat again on its own. The team continued caring for the patient, was transported here to Vidant Duplin. The patient's care was continued at Vidant Medical Center in Greenville for days later, where this patient would walk on his own out of the hospital. Dr. Carnegie spoke with this individual only a couple of weeks ago. This patient is at home enjoying the company of their family. For the life-saving actions of this team, they are awarded the Lifesaver 1 commendation. This commendation is awarded only to those EMS providers that are directly involved in the successful resuscitation of a patient in cardiac arrest that's ultimately discharged home with a better quality of life. What this team has achieved here is what EMS is all about: making a difference in people's lives and in our community. Paramedic Chris Jackson. Chief Supervisor Jimmy Purdy. And EMT David Thompson.
I'd just like to say, I just want to commend these individuals on the excellent care they gave this patient that day. The patient was younger than I am. And, just, as medical director, this gets me excited. I'm really proud of this crew here, the care they've been able to administer. Most important for the patient and his family. And this is an example of why you have a paid paramedic level of EMS service here in the county. Outcomes like this. And so I just want to commend them again for the care that they administered that day. Thank you guys for listening.
Well, I'd like to ask the board to stand just a minute and let's recognize these folks for their hard work and their dedication, and any board member that would like to make a comment. I mean, I think we take what you guys do a lot for granted. I do appreciate your service. Can't imagine, you know, how much sacrifice you have to give all hours of the night to give us the care that you do, and I really appreciate what you do, and this was a great task that you just accomplished. Thank you so much.
I too like to take a moment just to say thank you for your dedication and all that you do to service the citizens of Lincoln County. We truly appreciate you. Thank you.
Anybody else like to make a comment?
I'd like to appreciate you as a first responder or prior first responder that I used to be. Thank you for your service and your dedication to the citizens of Duplin County. And I'd like to take a picture before you leave. Yes.
Okay. I just reiterate everything that's been said. Thank you. I used to work with the Sheriff's Office. I know what it is getting up, leaving your family. Appreciate what you all do. Thank you very much.
Wonderful job.
Thank you.
Where do you want the picture at?
Just right there. I can get it from right here. Doctor, can you step in there with us?
Sure.
Again, thank y'all.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord. That moves us into item number 5, Dr. Caraway.
Back right here, Doctor.
All right. Yeah, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir.
I just want to talk to you briefly about a program that was brought to my attention. It's called the Latino Initiative. And it's through the Go Global UNC Center, or Go Global NC Center. And the purpose of the program, and Davis and I have discussed this, but the purpose of the program is for us to learn more about the Latino population. It's not ironic that James Sprunt Community College, Sampson Community College, Wayne Community College, and Lenore Community College have been invited to be a part of this program. And the reason being is that we have a large number of Latinos. In Duplin County, 23% of our population are Latinos. And it's strengthening the pipeline of workers. We need workers. We're building a nursing division on our campus right now, and I dare say that 80% of the work's been done by Latinos, be it from the welders, sheetrockers, painters, guys putting the carpet down. That's who's doing the jobs now. And so these folks are here, but we have got to continue to work with them so that we can, their kids that are here, that we can train them, we can educate them so that as the population grows, as it will continue to do, as it grows, we have a productive population that will help us move forward economically. What I'm charged with as being president of James Sprunt is to get a group of individuals who will support the effort. They recommend that local political leaders, economic development, Dr. Basahan, the school system, and business and industry. So we're trying to pull together a group of 6 or 8 folks, and we will be having meetings. There'll be 4 meetings during this year, and it would conclude with an actual trip to Mexico. And for me, it would be to go see the educational institutions. Those in industry would go visit industries. So my ask of you tonight is to support the initiative. And it's also to let you know that this initiative right now is about $6,500 to be a part of the program. Now, the Belt Foundation is supporting the program, and they're trying to get funding for the entire program to be funded where no one would have to come out of pocket. But it is, you know, it's something that, you know, I thought we were kind of in, kind of out, but I feel like it's going to lead to some better opportunities for us down the road, if not immediate, some additional opportunities down the road for us. And like I said, I don't think the population is going to start to shrink. I think it's going to continue to grow. And we need to be, I mean, K-12 and then community colleges need to be working with these students, giving them what they need to be successful here in Duper County. That's my sales pitch, sir.
Okay. Yeah. Questions, Dr. Caraway?
Do you need action from us tonight? Are you looking for action?
On no, do not, sir. Okay. You can talk it through, and then Davis can get back with me. It's one of those things you got to like kind of mull it over, maybe. A lot of different sides to it.
If you were to move forward with it, how many of the board members do you see needing to participate, or
may not be any of the board members? I think that would be something that would be left up to this board if you want to have board members to participate or they want to assign that to someone else. Okay. The only part, the only one that has to participate for the Belt Foundation to be a part of it is the college president. Okay. They have to participate for them to fund it.
But you would want a representative from county government?
Definitely.
Okay. When do you need to have your committee put together?
I'd like to have a committee put together by probably mid-June. It's running behind schedule. Initially, it was supposed to be done in March, but COVID slows up everything, and I think it kind of derailed this for a while, got off the radar, and now we've come back to it. And what was supposed to be a fall trip down is going to be probably a spring trip. It just makes sense to push it back a little bit. But no action needed tonight. I know you guys want to talk about it. Just talk about it and just let me know.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Any other questions, Dr. Caraway? Thank you so much for coming and presenting.
Yes, sir. My pleasure.
We'll be back to you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
At this time, that brings us to item number 6. Angel
Venecia,
Transportation Director.
Good evening. And before you this morning, or this evening, we were able to put together an RFQP for our new transportation facility, and it has been approved by DOT for us to advertise. So I'm just requesting permission for us to be able to advertise that and then move forward with selection once we get that, once we get all the bids and stuff in.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
I got a motion and a second to approve the process of advertising and accepting requests and qualifications of proposal for the design building team regarding the construction of a new public transportation facility. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Unanimous.
Thank you.
That brings us to item number 7. Tracy Simmons Carnegie, please come forward.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman and fellow commissioners. The agenda item tonight is for a reclassification of our social work case manager position to a public health nurse 2 position. The health department provides case management services to high-risk prenatal patients who are Medicaid and non-Medicaid, and children under the age of 5 through state Medicaid appropriated funds. One of the stipulations to receive this money annually is the staff have to be a registered nurse or a social worker. Due to difficulties in recruiting social workers, consideration is to hire a nurse to fill this vacancy. So the request is for approval to reclass the social work case management position at a grade 69 to a public health nurse 2 case management position at a grade 73.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
A second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to reclassify the social worker case manager position from a grade 69 to a nurse case manager position at a grade 73. Any further discussion?
Yeah, so the reason that you're asking this is because you can't find social workers, but you think you'll be able to find a nurse?
Yes.
Okay, where's the additional funds coming from?
They're from the state Medicaid appropriation case management.
Entirely?
Yes, sir.
Any other questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Brings us to item number 8, Amanda Justice. Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners.
Good evening.
I'm here tonight to get approval on the proposed contract from Kennedy Electrical Service for the LED light replacement and backup generator for the Duplin Event Center in the amount of $63,500.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I got a motion and a second to approve the contract between Duplin County and Kennedy Electric Service LLC to replace the arena lights in the Duplin County Event Center with LED lights and add a 35 kW generator to provide backup power in emergency situation and authorize the chairman to sign the same. Any further comments?
Where are we getting these monies from?
It's the money that's in her budget already that she didn't spend this year because of the lack of events that they did not hold at the event center.
Any other questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
That brings us to item number 9, Angie Quinn, come forth, please.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good. How is everybody?
Good.
I have a few items tonight. The first item on the agenda is I'm here for our annual limestone and Muddy Creek watershed maintenance contract. Douglas Scholler of D&D Construction was the low builder for this contract in the amount of $70,800. And I'd like to request that you award this contract to Douglas Scholler.
Second.
Okay, have a motion and a second to award the annual maintenance contract for the limestone Muddy Creek watershed to Douglas Scholler of D&D Construction LLC in the amount of $70,800. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
Thank you. The second item I have is for our annual mowing contract. And this again is for, this is different with Daniel Hank Bond of Handy Land Farms. He has placed a bid for the annual mowing contract in the amount of $41,500. And I would like to ask that you award this contract to Daniel Hank Bond.
So moved.
Second.
I got a motion and a second to award this annual mowing contract for the limestone and Muddy Creek watershed to Daniel Hank Bonds of Handy Land Farms, LLC, in the amount of $41,500. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
Thank you. Okay, the last item I have, this is for the Northeast Cape Fear River Stream Debris Removal Project. As you're aware, we have been working on this project for a few years. We are down to the last few sections. And due to the excessive amount of rains this winter, it was put to a halt. It was at a standstill. At our last bid opening, we had 5 sections left to bid out. Our local board, we had 4 contractors bid on them. Because of some issues in the past, our local board decided that we're going to give each contractor, the low bidder for each section, a contract. So there were 4 contracts awarded. 1 contract was left to be awarded, and they wanted to see how they progressed with each section. At this time, they're all out there working. We've had 1 complete. That's why I'm here tonight. J&J Environmental, they completed the section that they were given, and they are ready to move forward. Their equipment is there. The difference between J&J Environmental and the lowest bid for that section was $31,569. The bids were placed last year whenever they bid on the contract. Each contractor placed a bid on every section. That is the difference. J&J has finished. I contacted Tim, and I've also contacted David Williams, the source of the money from the Division of Soil and Water, and he actually stated that you did not have to take the lowest bid for this. Hurricane season is around the corner. This contract ends in December, and the ultimate goal is to get this project completed.
So they can start now?
He's ready. His equipment is there.
As low as it's going
to
be.
That's right. And I just wanted her to point that out to y'all, but they, we had the problem previously going with the low bidder. This one has proven their worth, and her board's ready to go with it, and the state, it's their money, their funds, and they gave her the thumbs up on it as well.
And they have passed inspection. They passed the last inspection. They're ready.
Okay, I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, I've got a motion to award J&J Environmental the contract for stream debris removal in Section 6 of the Northeast Cape Fear River Stream Debris Removal Project in the amount of $274,449. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed? Carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
That brings us to item number 12, Gary Rose. He is not here.
Would you like for me to present?
I started to say, do we want to just skip over in case he shows up in a little bit, and we could skip over and move to our other items?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, if it's okay, we'll move on to my manager's recommended budget presentation.
Yes. Okay. Yes, let's move on. Is anybody contacting Gary to see if he's coming?
Can you step out and see if you can?
Yes, sir.
I can.
Because we are running a little bit ahead of schedule, so, you know. Okay, so let's move on. We'll skip over him and move on with Mr. Branson.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I would like to present to you now the manager's recommended budget for fiscal year 21-22. The recommended general fund budget would be $61,430,649. The expenditures, that is, will offset that being $61,430,649. Some of the highlights in the budget this year include $827,490 in capital expenditures in the general fund, including a truck for the county garage, two ambulances, cardiac monitors for our emergency medical services, eight vehicles for the sheriff's office, a tractor and a lift for the maintenance department, vehicles for the health department and the Department of Social Services, an electronic sign at the event center. Our retirement for contribution to the local government retirement system has increased this year by about $215,709. Our increase in employee insurance for our health insurance is estimated to be $102,198. There'll be no, I'm proposing no property tax increase this year. It will remain unchanged at 73.5 cents. Sales tax revenues are increased due to the projections we have based on collections thus far in the current fiscal year. I've included a 2% cost of living adjustment for all full and part-time county employees. We added additional money for our watershed maintenance for the Soil and Water Conservation District. There's also increased the property and liability insurance, which we have through the North Carolina Association of County Commissioners risk pool. Our workers' comp insurance, also through the NCACC's risk pool, remained stable and with no increase this year. I'm also requesting that there be no additional fund balance appropriation in the upcoming budget. Ms. Chestnut is pulling up the special revenue funds. The budget for the E911 fund in the upcoming fiscal year is $350,542. The school capital fund, Fund 22, $3,156,022. The Register of Deeds Automation Enhancement and Preservation Fund is budgeted at $19,000. Property Reevaluation Fund, $350,542. Fire Protection Fund 28, which includes the sales tax collections, any fire tax district collections, and also the general fund contribution. This is all of the appropriations that the county makes towards fire protection. Budgeted to be in the next fiscal year $3,093,040. The debt service for the county, $4,577,214. And for our insurance, which would be the county employees' health insurance, $6,209,352. We have also included $215,957 in the special revenue funds for capital improvements, and that is for consoles for the E911 Communications Division of the Emergency Management Department, and also for software for our tax offices. Revaluation and general operations budgets. The next slide you'll see is the enterprise funds. Our water fund for the upcoming year, $3,086,599. Water department debt service, $1,092,288. Our public transportation department, their fund is budgeted for the next fiscal year, $1,239,096. The airport fund, $787,817. And our solid waste and recycling department's budget in the upcoming fiscal year, $3,720,145. Some budget highlights: capital in the enterprise funds is budgeted at $407,368. That's included in these numbers you see above that. And the most of that is for four transit vehicles in the public transportation department and vehicles for the solid waste and recycling department, as well as roll-off boxes for the solid waste department. There's an increase in these funds also for cost of living for the employees. The insurance cost, of course, went up just as in the general fund, as well as the retirement contribution. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, these numbers remain unchanged from the meetings I had with each of you individually in my office last week. So I would now entertain any questions that you may have. We'll be having the public hearing on the budget June 7th at the Duplin Commons in the Ed Emery Auditorium, where the public can make written and oral comments.
Also, we previously had scheduled to meet tomorrow at 9:00 to have further discussion on the budget. If there's any questions, comments now?
I have none.
Mr. Davis, I have one question.
Yes, sir.
In regards to the increase, the 2% increase?
Yes, sir.
Across the board?
Yes, sir.
Full and part-time?
Yes.
When was the last time that happened?
4 years.
Year 19? Well, no, that wasn't a cost of living adjustment, so that would be 4 years.
I think four budget years.
since we had across the board cost of living adjustment.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Any more questions for tonight? I mean, we don't have to take any action, just questions. I guess, you know, everybody can hold their questions to tomorrow, or if you don't think there's any reason to meet back tomorrow, you can suggest that. Although, at that meeting, we were also going to discuss our appointments. Would be the downside of not having it.
I think the budget concerns are very straightforward. Excuse me. They're very straightforward. And the only discussion that we need to have is just the appointments. I think, unless anybody has anything in reference to the budget.
I have no reservations as it pertains to what's been presented by you, Mr. Davis. We need to move forward on that. Let's not commission that. I'm fine with where things are.
Thank you.
I mean, we can still have the meeting tomorrow. Obviously, we have to present this to the public next month and give them an opportunity to comment before we take action. But if we want to have the meeting in the morning and any questions or no questions, we can address those as well as the other matters we agree to meet about. Other than that, as far as tonight, I think we're set.
Yeah. Okay. While you've got the floor, the add-on items.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I appear before you now on behalf of the E901 Communications Division. They are requesting to purchase what is called a MUX equipment, or it's a multiplexer. It allows VHF radio transmissions between the backup public safety answering center, which is our dispatch center. Our backup center is in Wayne County. Our primary PSAP is here in Kenansville. This is a way, if we switch to the backup center in Wayne County, to get those VHF radio signals back here. This piece of equipment costs $16,260. It's a one-time purchase, and that would take care of all the costs associated with this transfer of the radio transmissions back and forth from the backup center to the primary center. Otherwise, if we don't purchase this piece of equipment, we're going to have to lease telephone lines. And the cost of them is, one of them is $14,000 per year. The other one is $20,000 per year. So I would like to request that you allow the 911 Communications Department to purchase this MUX equipment for $16,260 with 911 funds. Is that right?
I'm sorry.
Is it 911 funds?
Yes, it is. It's 911 funds. Yes. They're paying for this.
Would you have to have a budget amendment
and
as well?
And the necessary budget amendment. Yes, yes.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
A second. All right, I have a motion and a second that we purchase this communication equipment for $16,260. Any more comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I believe if you want to do the other add-on item now, we need to get Ms. Brame in here along with Mr. Wilson.
Can you with Mr. Rose?
He's here. Yes.
He's here.
Yes, sir.
He's up there. Finish this while we're going, and sure. Then we'll bring him in before we go into closed session.
Mm-hmm. Hi, everybody.
Good afternoon. Good evening.
Y'all just don't get enough of me, do you, lady?
Nah.
Tim, you want to start this one? Do we need Angel, too?
Not right now.
Just pertain to her department, so.
Yeah, I did the agenda request you did. There's the policy, and there's the professional. You want me to pass it out?
Yeah,
I didn't realize that.
So that's not in their package.
I don't think so. Do you want to look at one?
Sure. Okay. So, Commissioners, the purpose of Ms. Brame and I being before you is to ask for an amendment to the personnel policy, specifically allowing for a bona fide occupational qualification of age listed in the policy. As it stands right now, the policy is written to allow one for sex. It does not allow one for age. However, for a number of years now, pursuant to a recommendation by our insurance companies, we have had one in place for certain positions. And so what we would ask is for a motion to amend the policy allowing for a BFOQ specific to age. And there is a more specific situation that we want to discuss with you in closed session, but for purposes of the open session, this is simply asking for an amendment to the personnel policy that brings it into compliance with what our carrier is recommending and what has already been in place for, what, eight years anyway. So it just, the policy was never previously updated like it should have been, and we just need to get that amendment in. Questions?
All you're doing is adding the language of or age.
Or age, that's right.
Instead of just sex, it's sex or age.
That's right.
So you need some action here?
Just, yeah, permission to amend the personnel policy.
I move we allow the amendment.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous.
Thank you, Justice. Mr. Rose is second.
Mr. Gary Rhodes.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir.
I'm back with surplus properties again. The first three properties are ones that were approved to sell at the last meeting, but the motion did not properly instruct the county attorney to do deeds to sell these properties. So these first three I'm bringing back again just to get a proper motion so that the attorney can do a deed to transfer these properties.
Commissioners, it was worded incorrectly and authorized us to again go through the upset bid process, which had already been done. So we just, for purposes of clarification, want to make sure that all five of you understood that those three properties had in fact already gone through the process. Come out the other side, make sure you agreed with still accepting the bid, as I assume you would be, and authorize me, the county attorney, to move forward with prepared deeds and transfer.
Mr. Wilson, if there's not anybody that wants to look at them separately, can we do all three of them at one time?
I'm fine with that. Just motion to authorize me to prepare the deeds as set forth in items 12, 13, and 14.
Yes, sir.
So, commissioners, do I have a motion to?
So move forward to three prospective properties.
Okay, I got a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
Mr. Chairman, I have another parcel. Parcel 09E286. A bid has been received on this parcel in the amount of $1,000 from Talor Sharon Denise Stokes or Lynette Sharon Stokes. This parcel of land, the county obtained the property back in August 22nd, 2013 for $4,868. The current tax value is $7,600. The board may accept this bid and go through the process of the be it upset process or reject the bid.
What item are you on?
16.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, item number 16. I'm sorry, gentlemen. But this is item number 16.
So move.
Okay, I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, the motion is to accept the bid from Lynette Stokes and Tyrone Denise Stokes in the amount of $1,000 and proceed with the sale of surplus property partial number 09-E286, located off of Charity Road in the town of Green Rivers, North Carolina, Island Creek Township, pursuant to the negotiated offer, advertisement, and upset bid process set forth in NCGS 160A-269. Any more discussion?
Commissioner Dow, is this some of the property you raised a question about before?
Yes, sir.
you got clarification on your question?
Yes, sir. It's all straight.
Okay.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Item number 17.
Mr. Chairman, this is parcel 09-E286.
Excuse me. Hold on a minute. That is not 17.
Said 286.
Try 09.
You just did that?
112.
Did he do 15, E294?
He skipped that.
Okay. 2112?
And which one you want to do, sir?
Number 17, gentlemen.
Okay, 09-2112. We have a bid in the amount of $1,200 from Talor Sharon Denise Stokes and Lynette Sharon Stokes for this property. The county acquired this property on August 5th, 2019 for $2,556. The current tax value is $7,700. The board may accept this bid and go through the process of selling the property as set forth in the negotiated bid process.
So move.
Second. I got a motion and a second to accept the bid from Lynette Stokes and Talon Sarong Denise Stokes in the amount of $1,200 and proceed with the sale of surplus property partial number 09-2112 located off of Pasker Branch Road, Rose Hill, North Carolina, Island Creek Township, pursuant to the negotiated offer advertisements and upset bid process set forth in NCGS 168-269. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
Which one
is
next?
15.
09E294.
Okay, parcel 09-E286. Bid was submitted in the amount of $1,000 from Talor.
Wait, that's the one you did already.
You've done that. 286. One. This is 09E294.
No wonder they're in the wrong folder.
286 was the first one you did.
Doing 286.
That was the first one.
Lord have mercy.
294 is off of Bay Road. 09E294.
You did one off and Green Evans, one off past the branch.
Two of the 286s. Parcel number. Right here. 09E294. Had a bid in amount of $500 from Talor Sharon Denise Stokes and Lynette Sharon Stokes. The county acquired this property for. Is that on here? 2,310. The board may accept this bid and go through the negotiated bid process or reject the bid.
So move.
Is a move to accept or reject?
Accept.
Accept. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. I got a motion and a second to accept the bid from Lynette Stokes and Talon Sharon Denise Stokes in the amount of $500 and proceed with the sale of surplus property partial number 09-E294 located off of Bay Road, Teachy, North Carolina, Island Creek Township, pursuant to the negotiated offer, advertisement, and upset bid process set forth in NCGS 168-269. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
Parcel 01-E260. The county has a bid of $500 from Talor Sharon Denise Stokes. The county acquired this property for $22,066. The current tax fee is $1,500. The board may accept this bid and go through a negotiated bid process or reject the bid.
So move. Accept.
Got a motion to accept. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, I got a motion to accept the bid from Tyrone Denise Stokes in the amount of $500 and proceed with the sale of surplus property partial number 01-E260 located off of Wisteria Street, the town of Warsaw, Warsaw Township, pursuant to the negotiated offer and advertisement and upset bid process set forth in NCGS 160A-269. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Is that all your land?
That's all for this time.
Thank you so much. So at this time, I'd like to ask Commissioner Garner for the other add-on.
This is the resolution we spoke about at our last meeting that was voted to be tabled. The resolution is the same. I'll read it if you want me to, but
I've read.
Only thing is changed is the date at the bottom to today's date. I would ask that the commissioner pass this, and I'll make a motion to pass the resolution.
Mr. Garner, if I may, can we get a motion to take from the table the Farm Act, the resolution to support the Farm Act of 2021, and then we can entertain a motion to...
Okay, I move to bring it off the table and bring it before the board.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, so now Mr. Garner.
I make a motion to approve the resolution in support of Senate Bill 605.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second to approve the resolution in support of the North Carolina Farm Act of 2021. Any discussion?
Yes, sir. I'd like to amend it. I've read through this and... it's basically the same thing that we supported in, what year was that?
2018.
The only difference is we didn't reference any specific bills. We supported the Farm Act, and I have no rams about the Farm Bill or Farm Act, but I have reference to the Senate Bill 605. So I'll make an amendment that we take that off the resolution and just carry it forward as a resolution without the last paragraph.
So his motion is on the floor. His motion to amend. He would need a second and then a vote on that motion. But Commissioner Garner's is still on the floor as well. His just overrides Commissioner Garner's for now.
Right, and the reason, like I said, the reason I have wanted to take the Senate Bill 605 off of it is it makes reference to a lot of different things. And you know, I'm familiar with Senator Jackson, Sanderson, and Edwards, and what they have recommended. But this bill talks about larceny of timber, overtime for fighting forest fires, woodland tickets, requiring production audits, tobacco trust funds, driver license for H-2A workers, and different things like that. But we as a county support the Farm Bill, but I don't think we should be referencing bills that are still being litigated in Raleigh.
Okay, so what we have right now is we have an amendment on the floor waiting for a second before we can move forward. With no second, the amendment motion dies. Ask for any further discussion on the motion that was on the floor originally from Mr. Garner.
Yeah, I have a question.
Okay.
we're still open for discussion.
Yes.
Okay.
So the North Carolina Farm Act
is Senate Bill 605.
Any further discussion? With no further discussion, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed? Carried. All right. I think at this point we're ready for a motion to go in closed session.
So move.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, so we're in the closed session. So we're back in the open session. Any action that needs to be taken?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I have three announcements, if I may.
Okay.
The first announcement is on Monday, June the 7th, between 4:30 and 5:45, there will be a floating reception in the large conference room adjacent to the Ed Emery Auditorium to honor, celebrate, and recognize both the 2020 and the 2021 Governor's Volunteer Service Award recipients from Duplin County. This is being coordinated by the Service for the Aged Department. The recipients will also be presented with their awards at the Board of County Commissioners meeting that evening. We didn't get a chance to celebrate the ones last year due to COVID. We're doing them both this year. So we have a floating reception from 4:30 to 5:45, and then we'll go right into the public hearing meeting on the budget. And I will be sending you guys an announcement to remind you. Congressman Murphy's office has come back to me with another date. This seems to be a moving target for him. I'm sure he has a busy schedule, but they're asking me now, how does July the 13th work? Why don't you just let me tell him that it looks okay with the majority of the board, and let's see if we can pin down a date, and then I'll get back with you guys, because it seems like we're just going back and forth with dates. Is that okay with everyone?
It's okay with me.
Sure. All right, and the final announcement I have is that our congregate nutrition sites and senior center will be reopening to serve hot meals in Beulahville, Kenansville, Wallace, and Warsaw beginning May the 18th, 2021 for seniors who are registered. And in case you guys get some questions, the frozen meals will cease to be available for congregate nutrition site participants effective Monday, June the 14th, 2021. Ms. Brown at Service for the Aged said it's their goal to transition the site participants back to the senior center or the congregate nutrition sites. The money for the frozen meals came from CARES Act funds, which are running out, and we're reopening the centers, and we're going to bring all the seniors back in for hot meal service. The homebound meal clients, however, will continue to get frozen meals before, as same as they did before, with the homebound meal volunteers delivering those frozen meals. I just want to make the board aware of that in case you get any questions from your constituents. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman, members of the board.
All right. Any of the board members have anything? All right, at this point, I would entertain a motion to recess until Tuesday, May the 18th at 9 o'clock.
Second.
Any discussion? Yeah, 9 o'clock is what's on the paper. Any discussion?
No.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
See you in the morning at 9 o'clock.
Right here.
Right here.